You ready? I'd like to call over the Town of Brewery regular meeting for Monday, September 14th, 2020. Mr. Richard, would you lead us in a pledge?
Yes, sir. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. Recognitions and commendations, I don't have anything. Approval of minutes for our regular meeting, August 10th, 2020. Minutes are in your package. I'm not aware of any changes, if anybody has anything. Anybody has anything?
So moved.
Got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ayes have it. Public Works Committee, Public Works Department report, I'll read it real fast. Total rainfall for August, we had 5 rain events for 6.75 inches. Hurricane Laura produced 4 inches alone. We had no problems, all the ditches drained well. We repaired washout catch basins on North of Bove and Brule Oaks. 2 skater alarms, both were minor. 1 out of compliance test at the sewer treatment facility due to chlorine interruption. And as I mentioned last week, we're looking at rerouting some of that chlorine, our chlorine facility. Our striping on Eileen and Live Oak has been completed. Parish Canal was at its lowest level of 3.5, and I think Shane told me it's even lower today, which is good for our drainage. Our flags were put up, and I think they were taken down today. No personnel incidents or injuries to report. Upcoming Republic roadside debris is scheduled for the week of the 14th, which is this week, and our extra monthly pickup is September 25th. All right, consider drainage study options. We discussed this in detail at our committee meeting. If you look in your package, you'll have 3 separate cost estimates. Roy and him gave them to us, Roy and Toby gave them to us, and different ways that we can approach it. We kind of came up with the idea that we would just do the Venzuul study. And there again, remember, Venzuul is not just Venzuul Street, it's just kind of that whole watershed that he named Venzuul. This would allow us the opportunity, once this study's done and in a computer system, is to put all kind of different scenarios, size of ditches, size of culverts, change in ditches, direction, and get that information pumped back out to us so we can move forward on some drainage stuff. So with that, I'd like for y'all to give me the approval to go ahead and spend the $29,887.38 to do Venzuul, unless you guys have any other recommendations.
Shane, think you ought to go with that one?
Yes. Yes. To go separate. And just do Venzuul. And then, you know, we can gradually do them as we go.
Right. Put it in the budget.
Like next year, we can do another one.
Mayor, would we say that the rationale for the selection would be that the home was already flooded, several homes there, and the need is greater than the other two?
Absolutely. That's a hot spot, and it's probably the hottest spot we have other than the one on Eileen, which would fall under the Orleans Quarters shed.
I think the Venzuul shed affects more houses.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Eileen Street issue affecting one central area of street,
yeah,
and maybe a couple of houses.
If you ride Venzuul too, I think the potential's there for a greater opportunity,
right,
for a home to flood. Just by the way, they're built so low, and the way the water goes west instead of east,
right,
you know, it's a whole
now
bunch of things.
The study's going to come with some concrete recommendations.
Yep,
yeah,
yep.
2 or 3, he said.
Right. And then, you know, as we discussed at the other meeting, like flipping that ditch, that's just Shane and I's brilliant idea without any engineering.
Part of, in my opinion, part of doing the Venzuul, you know, to say clouds from Venzuul encroaching the North of Bold clouds, so when it's time to be North of Bold, it may reduce that cost.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because of the changes you make, because you're kind of upstream of the North of Bold watershed. Some of that water's impacting, I got to believe. So I think, you know,
yeah.
Okay.
And the money's in the budget, so we don't have to do any budget adjustment for that. So,
you want to make a motion?
Yeah, if you, somebody make a motion that we'll go with the Venzuul study for $29,887.38.
I move that we go with the vendor.
Motion by Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments in the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Before you leave Public Works, you said we had to rent that piece?
Yes. Our pump that we have to save us from any issues on Live Oak and from having to pump out into the field, we went ahead and rented that for the storm coming, just in case. And I guess it's money not well spent, but it's one of those precautions you almost have to have.
Got to prepare.
Next month, we should have the pump, and that should be over. So I thought it was a good idea for us to get it, just in case.
Mayor.
Yeah.
Better safe than not.
Yeah.
Since Roy's not here, could Shane give him a call and give us some kind of time estimate on how long it'd take him to?
I will do that, yep.
And just email us and let us know?
Yep, I will do that. Okay, Planning and Zoning Committee, consider reappointing Jeff Travassos to Planning and Zoning. Jeff does a good job for us, so.
I'm willing to do it.
Yes, sir.
I'm willing to appoint.
You don't have a choice.
It's for life.
Ms. Bourgeois made the motion for life for Mr. Jeff Travassos.
For life, isn't it?
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Finance Committee, review budget to actual. It's in your packet. It's still early in the budget year. We're trying to spend money, and it always seems like something's on back order, but we're getting there.
Get them for?
The monthly tax, Justin?
Yep.
Stay steady?
Yep.
Tracking.
A tad bit down, but considering all things.
And the margin is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even close, I don't think, to being 5%.
Right.
So. All right, consider new LMA affiliate occupation license tax program. I emailed you guys some questions that Tom had asked the representative last week. He answered them. This will allow us to get this online to where it's much easier for the business as well as for the town to access it. It'll eliminate all the certificates that we print out and mail out. It'll cost us $12 per occupational license, so.
Those answers, okay?
Yeah, I just would, with the full council here, it's a decision that $12 per, I think we have 71
per
taxpayers on the book now. I feel quite certain that we know all of the, what I call brick and mortar businesses in town. Those are easy to identify.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that will probably be, if any, as unknown, in other words, previously unknown to us, would be home businesses, okay, that we may or may not have identified. Depends on self-reporting. It's the question that I asked him, the last one you see on there with all his answers in blue, was twofold. I wanted to know how many years back they looked to decide whether somebody was going to be a new taxpayer. Part of my rationale for asking the question was COVID-based. Because you have a number of businesses that paid tax this year because they did, it's always you pay tax in the current year based on your revenue for the prior year. So for you to get your occupational license for 2020, you are declaring your revenue for 2019 and paying off of the revenue for 2019. So my question to him was, what if you've got a taxpayer who does not do business in 2020? Does not apply for a 2021 license because they didn't do business last year. Let's say the situation is still so uncertain that they don't know whether they're going to do business next year or not. When they reapply in 2022 for based on 2021 revenue, if they resume doing business sometime in 2021, will that then make them a...
A new business.
Unknown,
right.
New business for which Avenue, Lamaze would get 50% of any new revenue. And so what he answered was, I think one aspect he kind of didn't understand my question, but he said if a business did not perform any business in 2020 and resume business in 2021, as they would be considered a delinquent business for 2020 since they were previously on the tax roll. But if they didn't do business in 2020, they wouldn't be delinquent.
Right.
Okay, so that's why then Avenue would collect a 50% fee for the delinquent year, and if there's no
fee for that
year, well, they're not collecting anything, and then charge the 12% revenue fee for the current
year. Oh, the $12.
$12, right. So... Yeah. I kind of, you know.
And also, it's a three-year contract.
Yeah, it's a three-year contract.
We're probably talking,
they look back 3 years.
So we're probably talking $500 to $600 a year is what it would cost the town?
Well, basically $70, you're looking at like $850.
Yeah, it's not.
Somewhere.
Yeah, and then I think, you know, our costs probably end up about $300.
That's what Patricia said. That was just in postage. So that's
just
taking consideration labor.
Now, I will tell you, though, in terms of collection of delinquent taxes, it's not going to change anything in what
you do.
Because they will not start collection activity until an account has been 6 months delinquent.
Right.
Comes delinquent on March 1st, they're not going to do anything until October 1st. Okay? So, you know, that gives me all the time I need.
Right. And like you said in your comment, we've never had anybody go delinquent over a certain amount of years.
Never allowed anybody to be multi-year delinquent.
Yeah, so
we only sue them and they paid us. Right now, I'm getting ready to sue too.
Yep, and then they'll pay us and we'll move forward. So
yeah, this contract would start brand new as of January 1st. So it's a decision y'all have to make based on use of employee resources and costs.
Yeah.
And I'll add that I did reach out to other folks that use it, folks like our size, Port Bear, Ortonville, and Winsboro, talked to, and all of them say it works fine, works great. One of them did say just they only did a one-year contract, where ours is three, I think.
Yeah.
And since they only did a one-year contract, their terms were a little different. So when our contract comes up, make sure we read it. So if I'm not here in 3 years, just make sure y'all read the contract.
Right. Any other questions?
I don't have any questions, just comments. I've given this a lot of thought since the gentleman spoke. And Tom, again, thanks for your work on reading that the contract itself. I wasn't privileged to, but from what Patricia disclosed, she said based on her postage, if you subtract that, you're looking at about a 500 roughly cost annually. The fact that we get to streamline it and take away a lot of the manpower that's not in that number. I think it seems like a good thing for the town.
Yep, I think so too. But
how the council feels.
I think it does good for the businesses. They don't have to come here to pick up the packets. We don't have to mail those big thick packets. They can go online and do it. And I think it'll be good for our businesses too. So.
Yeah. Now, one thing that's not going to change. We don't audit any taxpayers. It's all self-reported.
Sure.
And we're not going to have any. We don't get any audit services from Avenue.
Nope.
We'd have to pay
quite a bit extra
for that.
And he said for the larger municipalities, from what I recall, they would only select or cherry-pick a few that they wanted audited, correct?
Yeah.
If they saw something that...
Because big part of big revenue companies.
We don't have anybody with revenue that big.
Yeah. Correct.
Yep.
Right.
We have to let the business know about they want to do some kind of letter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can also put a link on our website too.
Trish will have to change what she sends out.
Absolutely.
And I guess lastly, there was a one-time setup fee of $2,500, which is waived, correct? Because we're already members, right?
Because we're members of LMA. Yep.
Okay.
And we're going through Lamaze.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? All right, do I have a motion to give me the authority to accept this contract for tax administration agreement, occupational license tax agreement?
I'll move.
Got a motion by Mr. Daigle?
A second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Any more comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Personnel committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation committee, consider options for River Road Park. Mr. Tipton decided to come back after we talked about a couple things on our from our meeting last week. Just to clear up the agreement that he sent, there's a letter that I forwarded to you guys, email, and kind of gives the scope of their services, and it also gives their compensation. So there was some question about what phases, and for the $26,004, was it just phase one, was it just phase two? Mr. Tipton, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the $26,004 gets our project ready to go to construction. Is that correct?
All phases for the entire park, get you the whole design, see everything, a budget for all of it, and then you can make a decision about how to slice that pie, and from there we do construction documents and oversee construction.
Yeah, but then there'll be a fee for you to oversee that construction, right?
Yes, sir.
There'll be a separate fee for that. That's not included in this. So I just want to make sure everybody was clear on that. So when we do go to construction, we'll have that additional fee. Or we may do it ourselves, where the parish may do something.
You may want to do it with your own forces and
right.
You don't have a fee.
Yeah.
So that would be your choice at that point. You're not obligated. You're not obligating anything. Beyond giving you that whole design,
yep.
The whole cost, you can see what you've got, and then you can divide it up however you want.
Perfect. Yeah, that's the way I understood it. So, and that final figure, that figure is $26,400. And once we get that, we can determine on our own what phase we want to go with. If you want to go with one phase, two phases, or three phases, if for some reason some money, yeah, or if the money falls out of the sky, we can knock it all at once. So
you pick what you want to build each year.
Yep.
And you just build it, and if you want to utilize,
I understand it.
Yeah.
Right. And then, like I said though, too, like when Ms. Tipton and I were talking, we don't want to drag it out so long that something gets outdated to where we have to redo something that we had already put money in to do. You understand what I'm saying? So, I'd like to try to get it and get rolling on it and do a phase or what we can afford.
Couple things that, you know, to address is if you utilize that levy in your eye and you look at it, is priority one is that parking. You get some situations around that Berry Street.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Based on the adventure we had with the dump trucks this last week, that's a bad deal right there. They're getting cars back away from that.
Yep.
Getting these people's minds right before they try to cross the river road. Getting kids out 200 feet away from the river road versus right there can run away from the car and be on the river road, I think is important.
Tom, what do you think the best guess on the earliest the triangle could be resolved?
I went down to Chalmette last Thursday. I identified a name of the last heir that I was looking for. However, it's 30-year-old information of a lady that at the time lived in Springfield, Missouri. So I've got some more tracking to do, but I've got percentages where I hadn't done anything on it today, but
I'll tell you this too.
I would say
just a guess.
Well, let me just say this. I've got to communicate with between 20 and 30 people, and I've got small succession and regular succession work to do. I've got to give them the opportunity to donate it to the city or the town, but then those that don't, I want to identify who doesn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So we know what we're dealing with in case we have to.
But, and the follow up with Shane.
By cash, acquire.
Right. To follow what Shane said, we don't have to do that part first. As much as I'd hate, I'd want to do that part first, but we can always do the parking and maybe the little part behind Mr. Alfred's house, and then just, and gradually work our way up.
You can slide that pavilion part where it don't even encompass that triangle.
Right.
And, you know, let the grass get 12 inches, send them a letter.
Yeah.
Cut it, charge them $150 an hour to cut it.
Right, exactly. That's what we do.
There's a lot of way to get people to get on board.
Yeah,
so. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're not going to let it hold up our project,
you know,
for sure.
This has been delayed too long because a piece of property size of this room.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to move. And if we go back the front, slide that from the middle of the street on, and rock and roll, and let them take care of their own property.
Yeah. My goal is between now and the end of the year to have an idea of who wants to give and get their signatures on a donation, and then figure out those who don't.
My goal is to have people parking in the parking lot using the park.
Yeah.
Triangle or no triangle.
You talked about the completion of this. You said 30 to 45 days, is that right? Or am I misquoting?
If you did move it, it was because of the park.
Okay. Yeah, we'll meet too prior to that, so.
That's our
expectation.
Okay. Yeah,
rip up Berg Street.
Okay.
I don't have a calendar, so I've got one.
October 11th is a Sunday, so yeah, it's probably the 12th. Yep.
Well, it is Monday.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well, if we can get it then, that would be great. We'll be in contact.
Info for the 5th for UC, make comments on a committee meeting. We can make
my
Columbus. Perfect. That'll work. All right.
Okay.
Wait, Tom, did you ever check this? Check to see who's getting the money from the land behind the levee. Does that come into that estate? Maybe that's one way to check.
Yeah, there's no money from the land behind.
Oh, okay. They're not getting any revenue.
No, there's no. It's not leased.
Okay.
And they're paying taxes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no voucher lease.
All right. So, with that, I'd like to get a motion to consider to sign this agreement with Tipton Associates to give us a master plan for our River Road Park. A move by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Man, I'm happy. Thank you guys. This is kind of a dream, so hopefully we get this thing rolling. Mr. Tipton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you.
I'll sign this and get it right back to you. Yep, we'll see you next month.
Thank you, Ken.
Yep. Police committee, I don't think we have anything. Governmental affairs, Ms. B, we're going to meet on the 11th?
Yeah, tentatively having a ceremony to present the plaques October 11th.
We have two, right? Two plaques?
We have several plaques. Two former landmarks.
Okay, all right.
And we'll have a town meeting before that. I can give you a definite town.
Okay. That'll work. Consideration of vetoed ordinances, there's none. Hearing and final action, none. Introduction of ordinances, we're at the tipping point of finishing Municode. Tom did a great job on getting it with Municode and filling everything out and making sure that everything was I's dotted and T's crossed. So what we would like to do is go ahead and get that introduced so we can vote on it with this council and not push it off to January. So,
okay. So I'll introduce it. I'll introduce ordinance number 5, adopting and enacting a new code for the town of Brule.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Daigle. Resolutions, I don't know of any. Police department report?
Good evening.
Good evening.
The summary report for the police department for August, we had 12 alarms, 2 suspicious persons, 1 warrant arrest, 2 vehicle unlocks, 16 miscellaneous complaints, 6 disturbances. We assisted 8 other agencies 3 times, 7 no insurance tows, 8 crash reports, 1 hit and run, 1 contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile, 1 terrorizing at Brule High School.
Stop. What is that?
A student made a threat that he was going to arrive on campus and murder other students. He was promptly arrested. We received the phone call probably 2:30 in the afternoon. He was in custody by 4. It's been resolved. He's been off campus. He's currently on ankle monitor. We have 24-hour around-the-clock surveillance on him. We know exactly where he's at.
The high school or middle school?
High school.
He returned to school?
No, he's banned from all West Baton Rouge school board property for the rest of his life.
Thank you.
2 improper telephone communications, 7 thefts, 90% from unlocked vehicles, 3 welfare checks, 2 medical calls, 2 public assists, 1 fire, 2 damage to properties. We had a total of 79 complaints. We had 312 total citations with a total of 388 total violations.
I saw a video with a guy.
Yes, sir.
Done?
Yes, sir.
Get him.
No, sir, we have not been able to identify him yet. We believe that he was one of the members of the crew involved. You remember last month we arrested the gentleman for breaking into the Baton Rouge PD unit. Appears to be the same child, but we've been unable to locate anything definitive on that person yet. I will tell you this, it's becoming a regular occurrence for these generally 13 to 17-year-olds that are doing these vehicle burglaries to arm themselves, so I would give a cautionary. If you do see somebody breaking in your car, call us. Our job to deal with that. Don't go running out on them. They usually are armed and will fire at the homeowner.
Get more damage.
Absolutely.
But do we presume that's local, or is that people traveling?
The last one was local, but 90% is from Baton Rouge and stolen cars. Like I said, they'll have one adult member with 4 to 5 underage children, and basically the adult will bail on them and let the juvenile take a slap on the wrist if they're caught. That's really the wave it's been for the last 2 or 3 years, and it's just becoming more and more prevalent. They'll search in Baton Rouge for a car with keys in it, steal the car, come to West Baton Rouge, drop a kid off per street. The kid will walk up the street, testing door handles. The one on Eileen, our officer drove by them. He was hiding under an SUV. We literally drove right past him. But you know, they have the unfortunate benefit of being able to see us from a mile away. But we were actually in the area.
Hmm. It was highly organized.
Ma'am?
Yep. Highly organized.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
They're creeping over into West Baton Rouge.
Are we seeing that in adjacent towns, or...?
Actually, Burley has the least amount of problems.
Sugar Mill gets hit a lot, huh?
We're always out and about, moving around.
Really?
Addis probably gets 14, 15 a month.
I imagine they also have between LA 1 and the river because
they've
got so many
vehicles
on both sides.
But if your vehicle's locked, they move on, huh?
Yes, sir. They don't make the effort to break in anything. They just take what you give them.
I have a lot of tools that are exposed, but they won't take that.
No, they're looking for guns, electronics, and large
people
amounts of cash.
People leave purses and prizes in the car.
Visible.
The bulk of gun deaths in the last 20 years in Burley on that car.
Yep.
One of them was law enforcement, been locking on with stuff.
Even a former police chief got one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for patrolling that river road yesterday. We had some dump trucks that were going really fast.
Yes, sir.
We shut them down.
Somebody out there trying to keep that under.
Yeah. Oh, they were working on my way out. All right, mayor's report. I don't have a whole lot. I met with Pee Wee and the other mayors from Brule and Port Allen. We discussed a few things. The LA-1 southbound overlay should be starting any day. So get ready for that.
Traffic.
We need it, but it's going to be a problem. 415 bypass preliminary stuff is in the works. Once that's done, then they'll have to determine right away, so it's a ways away. Tom and I discussed getting with the state legislature about our planning commission members getting paid.
Yes.
That's coming up next month.
So
we're going to make sure we get that letter.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll
see what we got to do.
Yeah.
My intent to ask him the question is, and he'll answer it in a heartbeat, is, do we need to pass like a resolution to say, hey, this is
that's what we want to do.
State law, we want to have amended by local law. Is that what we need to do to get it to our state rep?
Yeah, and we'll go to state rep.
So my recommendation would be to have something somewhat vague that gives the authority back to the town in order to set the rate.
That's
that
exactly
correct?
What it'll be.
Well, no, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you look at what I sent y'all last year, there's a provision just to add us to
a list.
That's
we determine the price.
I thought some were specific and listed an amount, but I would not want to do that.
No, we're not going to be specific.
Okay.
Yeah. To allow the
y'all to adopt by ordinance.
Yep, right. Okay. Once they approve it, then we have control. We can cut it to zero if you want.
Okay, good. Okay. So, okay.
Yeah. All right, so we will get that done by November. I did talk to Pee-wee, something that concerned me. I went to Lake Charles the last couple of weekends, and that Saturday I went, they had no water pressure. So I brought it up to Pee-wee when we were at lunch about water pressure in a situation that we had 140-mile-an-hour winds in our parish. The main issue that happened in Lake Charles, I think they had some generator issues, but they also had a lot of businesses that had leaking pipes, and they couldn't build up any pressure. So once the department got out and turned off all the leaking pipes, they were able to build up some pressure with their generator power. He assured me we have the same issue here, not issue, we have the same situation where our generators will run our water system and we'll keep our water going. I just wanted to bring that up to him just to see how we stood on that. So he assured me we're in good shape on that, unless we have a bunch of leaky pipes and we have to build up pressure again. So, and then I was in contact with Entergy. Of course, they say they're prepared if the storm comes this way. Hopefully it looks like it's going away. One other thing, this is kind of a parish thing. I did discuss this with Pee-wee. There are coring levee samples over down by Antonio. They're doing some, I think they're boring 150 feet from the top of the levee, and you'll see some stakes like at the foot of the levee doing 100 feet from there. They had some seepage on Antonio. I don't know what it's going to turn out, but if anyone asks you what's going on, that's what they're doing. They're coring the levee for samples to see where the seepage is. With that, remarks of personal privilege, anybody?
Can we get the website and the town website about that overlay so people won't just wake up one morning?
We talked about it last week.
And get stopped in that traffic?
Yeah, they usually
find
tell
out
us.
For sure.
Usually they'll put out a thing.
Yeah. Okay. For LA1, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take care of that. I don't know what they're going to do. Rumor has they're going to close some intersections, change some lights, do some J-turns. It's not just overlay. It's a whole lot of stuff. So
I wish they'd pull off all in between pieces where they got no
turns, where everybody's right. Seeing turn.
That's what they could be.
That's what they're going to start closing. You're going to see a lot of those closed from what I understand. So
I got a couple.
The new code, a lot of detailed work. Appreciate it. Two, really down left. They've been pretty easy to deal with this.
Absolutely. They've done a great job for us.
Very the questions confident. They ask us to get us to say what we really want. Happy that we're going to
good. Mayor, I don't know if y'all are aware, but Entergy is installing new digital meters throughout.
Yep.
Which means you'll no longer have a meter reader coming around. They do it from the office. So if you get home one evening and your lights have been off, you know, that's yep. Probably what's happened. Yep. They did mine this past week.
Are you going to electrical lines across LA1 and burying some?
Time in the near future where there'll be a lot of people complaining about the traffic.
They're going to go down LA1?
They're raising it just because of the size.
That's what those poles are for, are they putting out?
Yeah, we want
to $3 million
to bring one piece of metal from
that event. Oh. And I should have mentioned that, huh? I went to Orange Beach and I went to the state park and they have a bike share program. The bikes are not near as nice as ours, but they work free in the park. And there's a very nice trail system. So, down the road, you know, working with the parish, it'd be nice to add on hours and expand this to a parish-wide program. But there are quite a few people using the bikes.
Hey, look,
right, some of the
bikes wide up the road.
Did you use the overpass? You go over the high road,
over some marshy areas on some wooden bridges and stuff.
I just want to see the condition of what the trails are like. Those rental bikes.
I thought it was a gear shift, but it was a bib. Like a grizzly bear riding through that park.
But it was nice. It's nice what we got.
Yep. We get a lot of compliments on it. We really do.
And, good luck to those that are running. Show about to hit the peak of campaign season.
Thank you. One other thing too, I just want to mention this to put in the record. I did attend Robert's son's funeral. Robert's still kind of distraught, so Keep him in your prayers. He lost his 18-month-old son, so.
The whole Quatrevin family.
Yeah, all the Quatrevins. It was a tough situation, so. He told me he's coming back to work today, and he did, and I said, take it, whatever he needs. So I think he'll be back this week just to try to get back in the swing of it. So if you see him, pat him on the back and wish him well. And anything else? All right, I don't have any announcements. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Reshort. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Means adjourned.
Did they know that?
Yeah, he had.